This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Wild star Kirill Kaprizov capped off an exciting overtime period, and Minnesota rallied to beat Vancouver last night in St. Paul 3-2. He netted the game winner with under 25 seconds remaining in the extra session and says,
"This was a nice game, and both teams can win, you know, and I feel we played pretty good, and we have a lot of chances, and Vancouver have two, but we won."
Head coach John Hines says of his superstar,
"I mean, he's a game-changing player, you know, and I think he finds those opportunities and comes up again with a big play in overtime."
Jake Middleton scored the game-tying goal in the third. Philip Gustafson was the winning goaltender. The Gopher women's basketball team handled North Florida easily last night at Williams Arena. They led it 33-6 after one quarter and won it 90-44. Head coach Don Plitzewhite says they're generally pleased now with being 10-0 on the season.
"We've now played 10 games in whatever it is, 28, 29 days, and a lot of teams in the Big Ten are on the same kind of record or the same kind of speed right now because we've all played at least 8 or 9 games. We're leading the country maybe with 10, you know, but it's not like it's that many more. Everyone else is catching us. They're right around the corner."
6 Gophers scored in double figures. The Gopher men's team will open the Big Ten season with a home game tonight against number 25 Michigan State. Minnesota coach Ben Johnson says of the visiting Spartans,
"They obviously played in Maui, and I thought they had spurts where they played really, really, really high level basketball. Not much changes in terms of, you know, obviously transition. They love their rebound and run, so you got to make sure you get your transition back and set, make them face your half-court defense."
Tip time tonight, 7:30 at Williams Arena. Pro basketball, the Wolves are at the Clippers tonight. And Gophers star offensive tackle Ariante Ursary was named the Big Ten Offensive Lineman of the Year and first-team All-Big Ten. Freshman Coy Parrish of Esco and linebacker Cody Lindenberg of Anoka were also first-team picks. This is MNN Sports.